Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former San Antonio police officer who shot a teenager while he sat in his car in a McDonald's parking lot has been arrested on two counts of assault. James Brennand, who was a seven-month rookie officer when the shooting occurred, turned himself in Tuesday and was arrested for two counts of aggravated assault by a public servant for the October 2nd shooting. Police believe he mistook the car for one he was looking for. National Security Communicator John Kirby said there would be consequences for Saudi Arabia as the kingdom moves to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, catching the Biden administration unprepared. But it remains to be seen how far Biden is willing to go in showing his displeasure with the Saudis. Mr. Kirby on Tuesday.
The president believes that we should review the bilateral relationship with Saudi Arabia and to take a look to see if that relationship is where it needs to be and that it is serving our national security interests.
The Justice Department told the Supreme Court on Tuesday not to grant an emergency request from President Trump to review an appeals court decision dealing with classified documents seized from his Florida home because he has no plausible claim of ownership. Trump has claimed the documents were declassified as he was entitled to do so when in office. Justice Clarence Thomas will make the decision without a deadline to do so. NASA's DART spacecraft that intentionally impacted a space rock orbiting a larger space rock was a success in altering its orbit. Before the January 26 impact, the target took 11 hours and 55 minutes to circle its parent asteroid. Scientists had hoped to shave off about 10 minutes, but NASA revealed Tuesday the impact shortened the asteroid's orbit by 32 minutes. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
As mainstream media sold the American people a bag of lies about the concocted Steele dossier against President Trump and members of his 2016 campaign, FBI Supervisory Counterintelligence Analyst Brian Otten was the first witness in the trial of Igor Deshenko, the Russian national who served as the primary subsource for Steele's anti-Trump dossier. Court documents show the FBI offered Steele $1 million cash if he could corroborate allegations in the dossier. Otten testified that Steele could not do so. As the midterm elections are less than a month away, another high-profile woman is leaving the Democrat Party.
Former presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard jumped ship from the Democrat Party on Tuesday, and another former Democrat says he can relate. Dick Morris, a former advisor to Presidents Clinton and Trump, spoke to Newsmax about his exodus from the Democrat Party.
Reagan and Trump and me, for example, all started off as Democrats, and then we shifted, but we we didn't shift. The party shifted under our feet.
Meanwhile, the midterm elections are 4 weeks from Tuesday. Some pundits are speculating it will be a red wave, meaning Republicans will walk away with major wins, as many in the Democrat Party try to distance themselves from President Joe Biden and his disastrous policies. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we've got a country to save, and we've got to get this country back on track. And look at, you know, you'll reap what you sow. Election have consequences. That's what even Barack Obama had to say. And we're living with these consequences right now. And is there any hope around the corner? The midterms offers us a little hope, but I think there's something much more drastic that needs to come into play here. And maybe, just maybe, Tulsi Gabbard gave us a little bit of idea of what could possibly happen here. Rick Manning with Americans for Limited Government is with us right now. Good morning, Rick. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. The heads of the Democratic Party are exploding all over the place and trying to come up with some sort of narrative to, you know, cancel Tulsi Gabbard out of, after her announcement.
Well, their narrative is, oh, she was never really a Democrat, and B, oh, she's a Russian. That's her narrative. That's their narrative. So they,
yeah, she's a Russian. Person, she's a Russian asset, is what the inner circle of the Democratic person, Party has been insisting.
No, and the irony here is Tulsi Gabbard was the ideal Democrat. She's far left on virtually on most issues. She is a member of the armed forces, so you can't say she doesn't care about the country. She's a member, she's put her life on the line as a, she's a reservist now. And so she's a member of the armed forces, giving her great credibility. She's an attractive young ethnic female. So you sit there and you go, you know, this is all the boxes. She's the dream candidate. The only problem that they have is she's honest. As an honest liberal, she looked at what the Democrats are becoming, this totalitarian breeding, evil monster, elitist cabal, as she called them. And she said, you know, I'm not dealing with that. I'm going to tell the truth about what's going on. And so they have to crush her. Because she's something that they can't afford anybody to be, and that is honest.
Right. Well, and how many current and former military personnel, Rick, believe as she does, and that is that we took an oath of office that never expires to defend this country against enemies foreign and domestic? And, boy, I'll tell you, what she was sharing with everybody on national television, you know, rang true for, you know, for many of us. And you go, whoa, this is what leadership looks like. Thank you, Tulsi Gabbard, because, you know, no doubt the cancel culture is going to come after her big time. They have been, as you said, you know, and Hillary Clinton, again, like, you know, Hillary Clinton is so good. I mean, she knows who Russian assets are, from Donald Trump which, you know, we know how successful that was. And now she's, you know, she said during the campaign, the 2020 campaign, when Tulsi was running for president, she assigned the label of a Russian asset on her. I mean, it's like, you know, why do we even listen to Hillary Clinton anymore? You know, she has no credibility. I mean, has she made, you know, speaking of saying the truth, here you got Tulsi speaking the truth, and you got Hillary Clinton speaking some other thing, anything but the truth, and yet, you know, some of these media channels, and you need to question their sanity of why would they align with her after all that she's done. She may not have been, you know, convicted, but people know her by her actions and what she did. You know, whether it was Benghazi, whether it was bleach bidding evidence, destroying evidence, you know, regarding, you know, this, for, you know, for this, you know, windmill chasing impeachment campaign that we had to endure at our expense. Thank you very much, Hillary Clinton. All started with your fake dossier, right?
Yeah, well, let's just, I think Hillary Clinton is kind of the root of the evil that's taken over the Democratic Party. You know, I hate it when the Democrats talk about, and people on the left talk about the Republican Party, what they need to do, but it's, and I certainly have no suggestions for them, but I can say that they are, that when they accepted Hillary Clinton's, destruction of her servers, and she, mm-hmm. and basically violation of all the agreed upon rules.
Right.
And they accepted that and passed
it's beyond rules. Beyond rules, Rick. This is the law. You don't destroy evidence. You and I would still be in jail if we did that.
Yes, we would. And when they accepted that, they crossed the Rubicon in terms of the their capacity to be truth tellers.
Mm-hmm.
The difference, you know, Tulsi Gabbard was the number two person at the Democratic National
Committee. Exactly. Right.
She saw the, you know, her first kind of souring was when she saw the manipulation by the Democratic National Committee to benefit Hillary and hurt mm-hmm. Bernie Sanders' campaign in 2016. That was her first souring on all this. And just over time, the weight of the kind of almost complete and total dishonesty and mm-hmm. really evil destruction of American values, First Amendment American values in particular, I think finally just was too much. And she said, I have to step away from these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the question is, and the good news, well, I'll give you the good news. The good news is you have others who've done the same. Barry Weiss, who's former New York Times editorial page editor, got canceled because she had the audacity of having a Republican senator voice his opinion on their opinion page. And so she got canceled. So she's an independent voice out there who's very liberal, but mm-hmm. she's calling out the cancel culture. You have Naomi Wolf, who was kind of a cultural icon on the left. I never really understood it, but she was a cultural icon, one of the people who would write, who her books were all viewed as being, you know, these beautiful pieces of art, and I didn't get it. But the point is, she was one of them, and she's now standing up and saying,
"Yeah, but you don't get Hunter Biden's art either, Rick. So don't worry about it, okay?"
Well, true, true enough. I have to say, it's as far as the art world, I'm more of a who is that guy? The guy who did the paint
Picasso?
By numbers, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who is a paint by numbers guy. More of
his
genre. I don't. There's lots of things I don't get. What I do get is, when people who are, I don't agree with philosophically, come to the opinion that we're in a dangerous time because the ability to tell truth, at least have alternative opinions, mm-hmm. is being shuttered by one political party.
Yeah.
And you sit there and as somebody who's subjected to that, it's nice to have, it's an oasis in a desert to have people who are philosophically on the left who still have intellectual honesty and say, hey, this is something that's wrong. And so there is hope. There's hope because of people, intellectuals on the left and some people on the left are basically saying, no, we can't, you know, this Trump derangement syndrome has gone too far.
Exactly. Well, I think what Tulsi is showing us is that you can't abandon a sense of moral agency and still hold on to who you are. And this, sadly, is where the Democrats are right now. And I would say even some Republicans, and we can talk a little bit about that when we come back, Rick Manning, because, you know, the abandonment of some moral agency, the way this is operating right now in the world of elite politics, it truly is mind-blowing. Just about 15 minutes right now after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Okay, say what you want about Donald Trump, but I got to tell you, even now, he is an exposing catalyst. Can you see this? Can you see what's happening? I mean, of course, we always knew, you know, where the Democrats stood, no doubt about it. And more we started to see the reveal of Republicans, people that you thought, wow, okay, hey, he's one of us. No, he's just wearing the hat. He's really, he doesn't have the soul or anything within the suit that would really convince you that they're truly conservative and looking out for our best interests. I mean, look what's happening right now, Rick Manning, with Mitch McConnell. I mean, we've known this for quite a while, but it is now there's no denying it. I mean, here he is. He's supporting, you know, our choice for conservative candidates. And he's getting out there and, you know, kind of mucking up the water, not on behalf of Republicans, but just on behalf of Mitch McConnell, right?
Well, yes. And, you know, he's made it very clear to, first of all, let me tell you what a leader can do. What McConnell can do is he directs, the big funders where they should put their money. And it isn't overt. Sometimes it's overt. Mm. But the assumption is that he would want the big funders to put money into Republican challenger races. But when he says things like, you know, it's these aren't my candidates. It's too bad that Peter Thiel and others aren't funding these candidates because they're not my candidates and they're not very good candidates. When he says stuff like that, he tells big funders in D.C. to steer away from those candidates, that they aren't approved, and they get no credit for giving money into those races. So it is so that's kind of the subtle things that he's done that are not that subtle, but certainly have a massive impact, which goes far beyond what his leadership pact does or doesn't do.
Exactly. Give the audience a real quick surmise of, you know, a specific example of what you're talking about. You know, what candidates has he avoided?
Well, there's a lot, but maybe 8 years ago, there was a candidate in Missouri against Claire McCaskill, and he had won the primary, and it was Todd Akin, and he'd won the primary. He was not the chosen candidate. He made a statement on abortion that was deemed to be extreme by the media. And McConnell not only pulled the plug on getting any support out of D.C. for his campaign, and this was a member of Congress who won the nomination, not only pulled the plug in terms of getting support out of D.C., he went into St. Louis and raised money for his leadership pact to put into other states. Okay, so he actually went into the state that this candidate was a Republican candidate in a toss-up state, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He went in there and he sucked the money out of the state, the big Republican money out. So once again, the Republican candidate was left naked. And basically he said with that, I'd prefer Claire McCaskill be in the Senate than the Republican nominee. Mm-hmm. You have instances with, who was it? We know that when Ted Cruz and Mike Lee both were elected, they didn't toe the line. We got the Obamacare shutdown as a result of that. Well, he's actually, Mitt Romney anyway, is supporting Mike Lee's opponent, who's running as an independent and trying to get Democrat votes, and has been endorsed by the Democratic Party in Utah. They don't have a candidate. And so Mitt Romney is supporting the former CIA officer who worked at the House Republican Conference, who's running against Mike Lee in a general election as an independent, because they don't want Mike Lee, who is actually an independent guy. I don't agree with Mike Lee on all things, but you know what? He's an honest, independent guy. Mm-hmm. And they want to get rid of him because he's a threat, because he doesn't just toe the line. So anybody who doesn't toe the line gets shunted aside. And that is and so everybody out there who votes always says, gee, we want something different. We want somebody to stand up for the people. But the punishment for doing that in Washington, D.C. is extreme. And you're isolated, and on re-election, they will recruit a candidate to try to run against you and come up with a scheme to try to beat you. And that's it. That's the reality. And it really does make it so you don't get people willing to stand up and fight
Rick, what the American people, and thank you for doing this, are starting to understand, you know, the game behind the game behind the game. here. And, you know, and this is a multi-level chess game. And unless you understand the players, but again, you can be thankful. I say be thankful for Donald Trump because he has brought this out front and center, you know, because they hated him so much because he exposed them. And so now it's up to the voter. So just like Tulsi Gabbard, who decides there's no, you know, moral agency any longer within the party, so she steps away from the Democratic Party. And I predicted going into 2020 that I thought that there was going to be such a demise of the Democratic Party that it was going to cause them to really do some soul searching and find themselves. I may have been off by a couple of years because this could be their moment in dealing with the truth. And, you know, people like Tulsi, who are searching for their moral agency, are realizing, hey, we've lost our way. We're no longer, you know, the Democratic Party that we thought we were.
Yeah, I don't think the Democratic Party, Tulsi, she stepped away from them because they stepped away from her. And it's the challenge the Democratic Party has is that they are controlled by the AOC wing of the party. Mm-hmm. And the AOC wing is small, is growing and growing. And the LBJ, let's say the big government wing of the party, so big government mm-hmm. but believes in the Constitution, wing of the party is diminished and is shrinking. And so what you have is that the Democratic Party is being transformed into a Marxist party, into a party that believes that you use the power of government to oppress your political opponents. And it basically stops at nothing. Winning is everything, and they're stopped at nothing to get that done. Given that, it really becomes, and the way I know that is because there should have been massive outrage over the entirety of the Russiagate lie, and not a single one of those people are standing up and saying, "Wait, say it was all a lie." Okay, mm-hmm. they all bought the lie, they all sold the lie. And they're all basically convicted for those actions as being people who would be willing to do, who will do anything to retain power. We had Harry Reid back in the 2020, when he was Senate Majority Leader, get up on Mitt Romney and say, "I know Mitt Romney, his taxes show that he did this, he didn't pay his taxes and all this." Well, afterwards, it turned out, you know, Mitt Romney had to pay his taxes. And Harry Reid said, "Well, we won, didn't we?"
Yeah, he didn't get elected, did he? That's what
he didn't
that
get elected,
was his statement. Right, so there in the well of the Senate. In the well of the Senate, he then he has this smirk on his face.
Yep. And by the way, he was never held accountable. He was never held accountable by his Democrat senators. His Senate colleagues said, "Oh yeah, okay, well, you know, you used the floor of the Senate to tell a deliberate lie." Mm-hmm. About a political candidate and, you know, and besmirch the Senate floor, which, and they've got real rules about that. They take that seriously, at least I used to think they did. And yet he knew it was a lie. He didn't care. Yeah. He got right. away with it. And there was no accountability. And so when there's no accountability for telling the big lie, what was going to stop you from telling the next big lie? Absolutely not.
Well, yeah. Then you get the big lie of January the 6th.
Right.
I mean, the lies are abounding. You're exactly right. I mean, we have it's like setting up your computer, you know, to accept certain, you know, certain operating systems and this sort of thing. And this is what we've done. We've compromised the operating system of our government by allowing these lies to go unanswered. And they just keep on following. I mean, here we are, you know, Mar-a-Lago lies, just line them up, Rick, Benghazi. I mean, they're endless. And where are they coming from? And they seem to be consistently coming from the left, you know, from the Democratic Party.
Yeah, they've completely accepted the concept that winning at all costs is acceptable. The only moral compulsion is moral compulsion to win because the other side is evil.
Yeah.
And when you accept that, when the end justifies it, when you accept that, you've lost it.
Rick Manning, we got to leave it there. Thank you, sir.
Just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is on a Democrat campaign trail this week looking to raise campaign money. His three-state swing out west this week will reveal the White House's midterm strategy for a president who remains broadly unpopular with very little accomplishments for the American people. He'll be in Vail, Colorado this morning. Wanting to get out of Russia, the Nissan car manufacturing company sold all of its assets in Russia to the Russian government for €1 on Tuesday. The deal cost Nissan roughly $687 million, but the company believes it will not affect their earnings forecast for the fiscal year. The United Nations is reporting Ukraine's biggest nuclear power plant, which is surrounded by Russian troops, has lost all external power needed for vital safety systems for the second time in 5 days. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Here from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez with you along with Jenny Beth Martin from the Tea Party Patriots Action. Jenny Beth, how are we doing?
I am great. It's so good to be with you, Bill.
Always appreciate this time that we have together. Right at the top of the list, right off the bat, I wanted to get your impression on Tulsi Gabbard's announcement. I mean, here is the once number two and selected rising star of the Democratic Party saying she cannot handle this anymore. The party itself is under complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers.
I think that she's very much like Del Miller, who was from Georgia, and it feels like the Democrat Party left her, and she has no choice. Del Miller stayed, I think, with the Democratic Party, although he endorsed Republicans. But I think that she just feels like it left the values that she cared about that took her to the Democrat Party. She's still a liberal. She's still what we would have thought of, what I would have thought of growing up as a Democrat. But the values that they are supporting now are not in line with her values.
Yeah, I think that what seems to really stick out for me, Jenny Beth, and I don't know if you see it as I do, but that is that the moral agency, you know, regardless of the party you're on, you have to have some sense of moral agency. And the Democratic Party seems to have, you know, really lost its North Star when it comes to, you know, that key value of most Americans. And I think most Democrats who still identify with the party,
you know, are questioning that, and especially in light of, you know, Tulsi's announcement and, you know, what's been happening with our government, the pain that everyday people are suffering, not by accident. We're not talking about COVID or some other pandemic. We're just talking about just the blatant policies that are injurious to the American people.
Yeah, I think that is absolutely correct. I think there are a lot of people who are looking around wondering what happened to our country, what happened to our economy, and how we can fix it. And I point out our economy because our economy affects so much of our lives. When groceries cost 33% more than they did a year ago, when prices are going up so much that it costs the average American family $8,500 if prices just froze right now today, the increase from last year to this year going forward for another year in prices. Mm-hmm. That is a tremendous amount, and it affects all of us in our day-to-day lives with the decisions we make, whether we no longer can go on vacation or we're worried about how to pay for our children's education, or even as simple as putting food on the table and gas in the car. And I think that people are worried about these things and wondering, how do we get it right again?
Exactly. And the headline this morning is wholesale inflation rises more than expected in September, with prices jumping 8.5%. And to your point here, I mean, this is a snapshot of what happened last month. Right now, 2 weeks into this new month, inflation continues to grow, and people are seeing this at the grocery store, at the gas pumps, everywhere they go. This is the harsh reality. So it's like you get bad news like this and you say, well, that's in the rearview mirror. I'm looking through the windshield right now and it doesn't look much better. And Joe Biden does not seem to have an answer for it. And what really concerns me is, as the commander in chief, I mean, he talks like we're on the brink of some nuclear holocaust, like as if, you know, he's choosing vanilla ice cream or something. All very casual. And, I mean, this really concerns me because he is the leader of our country, and he seems very laissez-faire and casual about this nuclear threat.
Yeah, I think that is correct. There are people across the country wondering what's going on. Do we need to worry about a nuclear threat? And the Biden administration, the perception is that they care more about a woke agenda than they do about what's right for our country, what's right for our economy. And they're disregarding the things I think that are the most important to average Americans and focusing on the items that are the most important to the most extreme portion of their base. Mm-hmm. And it just shows they are out of touch with America. It's why over 70% of Americans think the country is on the wrong track, not the right track. And it's why it's so important that we vote for change this November. And the change that we want to see isn't going to come even if we win both chambers of Congress, but at least we can put a check and balance on the Biden administration.
And by the same token, we need to understand where that vote is going to, because, you know, I was just having this conversation with Rick Manning from Americans for Limited Government, Jenny Beth, and I said, look, at you know, like it or not, Donald Trump was an exposing catalyst for our country. He exposed the corruption. He exposed rhinos. He exposed people that do not agree, you know, with our conservative values. And this is coming out, I mean, to the point that we're here. You have, you know, Mitt Romney supporting another candidate against Mike Lee. This is infighting within, you know, within the Republican Party, you know, that Mitt Romney is doing, and Mitch McConnell, the shenanigans that he's been up to and how he's funneled, you know, money that should be going to Republican candidates and supporting, you know, these conservative candidates. But he knows he can't control them. And so he's using his power, and he's willing to sacrifice his own majority leadership in the Senate in order to control, you know, his piece of the pie. I mean, this is disgusting, and this is all being exposed for everybody to see. And so, you know, voters need to take note here as to who you're voting for and who is who's pulling the levers here. And it's not just, you can't just blame, you know, Chuck Schumer or Nancy Pelosi. when you've got, as another, you know, best-selling author noted, that Trevor Loudon, that, you know, we have enemies within the camp.
That is correct. Everything you just said there is so very important. It's shocking that Romney is not supporting Mike Lee, who is a Republican, against a candidate who refuses to tell which party he would caucus with, which means he's going to caucus with the Democrat Party. And then you've got Mitch McConnell, who is making decisions that benefit Mitch McConnell, but they don't benefit America. Mm-hmm. People are sick of these games from Washington, D.C. They're just absolutely sick of it. And the more the games like this continue, the more frustrated people become with what's going on in our country.
Yeah, 100%. Let's talk the southern border. You know what's going on with the Democratic Party? All of a sudden, they're realizing immigration is a problem, or are they just giving us a bunch of lip service here?
I think that they're giving us a bunch of lip service. We have Hillary Clinton who says that. Essentially, I don't have the quote in front of me, but essentially that no one wants open borders.
It's exactly. That's okay. What she said. Yeah, nobody wants open borders, she says, right?
All right. Well, if no one wants open borders, then why, when you were Secretary of State under President Obama, weren't you making sure that we had secure borders and working with his administration to secure the border? It's really easy for her to armchair quarterback right now what's going on at the border, but I don't think that she's serious about securing the border. In the same statement where she talks about how no one wants open borders, she says we need to be compassionate to the people who are coming across the border. I think the most compassionate thing that we can do is make sure that people know that the rule of law matters in this country. And that
exactly.
When you enter this country, you must follow our laws. Lawlessness is not compassion.
Well, and the thing is, what they've done is they've homogenized what a migrant is. How many of these people coming across the border would meet the definition of a true migrant? I mean, these aren't, people like leaving Ukraine because Russia came in and destroyed their country, and so they have to run out of the country in order to save their lives. That's a true migrant. Somebody wanting to leave their country because of economic reasons, I'm not sure that fits into the definition, but that's just me, Jenny Beth.
No, it's not just you. It's even what the law says. If you're leaving your country for a migrant, you're supposed to stop at the first available country.
Exactly. She is the president and co-founder of Tea Party Patriots Action. Jenny Beth Martin has been with us. Jenny Beth, thank you as always. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thanks.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Hey, I wonder when Kamala Harris says some of the goofy things she says about immigration, if people really even believe her. I mean, it's so bad, Chris Chmielewski, that she has to go on late night show to make these goofy statements. I mean, you know, and then meanwhile, it comes out like a thud, and there's no interference, you know, from the even the mainstream media or anybody else to call her out for the crazy stuff she says. Chris Chmielewski joins us now. He's the Numbers USA Vice President. Hey, Chris, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. Good morning.
Good morning. So I need an interpreter. What the heck did she mean?
Well, you know, her appearance on Meet the Press a couple weeks ago went so well, she decided to follow that up with late night television. So
very late night, I mean, by the way, very late night television.
Yeah. I'm sure if Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott were busing illegal aliens to my front yard, I would be upset about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have the power to do anything about it. She actually does. And she's not doing anything about it. And instead, she's criticizing the governors for not only, busing these illegal aliens to her front yard, but also for them not standing up and being leaders and fixing the situation. Wait a second. Isn't she Vice President of the United States?
Who's also last time I checked.
Doesn't she have authority over this?
Well, maybe that's why they're sending them up there, because she doesn't know the road to the southern border. And so if they send enough illegal immigrants up there, they will, you know, lead her back to the border, because they seem to they've been able to manage, their compasses and their directions in order to get to our southern border. So maybe they might teach her something.
Maybe hop on the bus and take a return trip back. Right.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
See what it's like down there. Yeah. Yeah.
No, this is a total joke. You're right. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the fact that, you know, her response is, well, we offered a solution when we came into office. Let them all in. That was their solution. So that's their solution to the border crisis. Let's give amnesty to every single person who's currently in the country illegally, and then just basically throw open our border so anybody who wants to come can come. That's not a solution. That's just, you know.
Well, it's insanity, because look at what does that do for the rule of law? You know,
right.
In order to do that, you literally throw out the rule of law. Now, this is coming
from an attorney, a former attorney. She was a prosecutor. She was a state AG. And it just makes you wonder. It's like, wait a minute, what did you learn, under your legal training regarding the Constitution of the United States? And sadly, there seems to be more people who are of that camp that consider the Constitution to be outdated and irrelevant. And so what? And the thing is they offer no apologies. They go ahead and by totalitarian dictate, they obliterate our Constitution at the expense of the American people. And they figure, okay, well, we'll see you in court maybe 5 years down the road. But meanwhile, we've had 5 years of blatant damage and destruction to our country. This stuff has got to stop. We can't allow people to come in and do this to our country, because here we are. I mean, we're in very dangerous times here, Chris. And we've got a leadership, supposedly elected, president and vice president and Democratic Party, that is wreaking havoc on this country. And it's almost like we're going back to, the 1700s and the drafting of our Declaration of Independence, where we the people have grievances against the existing government, form of government, and we're stating our case against them. But meanwhile, it's scary times. Not only are they injuring us economically with what they've done with our oil resources and natural resources within our country, open borders, our national security threats, and now you got the President of the United States saying, hey, we're on the verge of a nuclear holocaust. And, I mean, he says that like he just says, hey, Chris, can you pass me the mashed potatoes, please?
Yeah. And I guess now there's, in a new interview, President Biden has said no other president in history has done more in 2 years than this administration. And that might be true. As you mentioned,
more in the wrong direction.
Right. They've dismantled our energy independence. They've dismantled the border. They've dismantled all interior security, all interior enforcement when it comes to immigration, the crime issue. Yeah. Doesn't mean what you've done has been good for the country. I feel the most for the people in Texas, especially in Southern Texas, that are just dealing with this onslaught every single morning. They're waking up and they're seeing videos of hundreds of new people crossing the border illegally, and they know they're just going to come into their communities, and there's nothing they can do about it because the administration doesn't do a thing.
Right. Well, it's amazing that Joe Biden would make that statement, which is quite arrogant and typical of the elitist, that they've never, nobody has done as much as he's done for this country. Okay, I'll give you that. Okay, with all the stuff that you've done, name me one good thing. Can you give me one good thing?
Silence. Yeah.
Yeah, crickets.
Yeah. I mean, there's a few.
I'm trying to be fair. I really am trying to be fair with what's going on. But all this stuff, even this war on COVID, I mean, we're finding out all this stuff that's gone on now, Chris, the things that we suspected that common sense would tell us was a problem. Now we're realizing, now you've got Big Pharma, basically exposing themselves and saying, we kind of got it wrong. Yeah, well, you're getting it wrong. Cost 6 million people to die around the world.
Right. Yeah.
But we're supposed to believe in these people, and we're supposed to let them control. Even like in California right now, you got Governor Nuisance, who's passed a law there that is putting a check on all doctors, that they have to follow what the state says, and if they don't, they could lose their license.
Right.
Can you imagine that? That's insane.
It is. It's insane, and we're 4 weeks away from Election Day, so we're going to see what's happening. It's interesting, here in Northern Virginia where I am, there's one of the Democratic members of Congress who's running in a district that I think Biden won by more than comfortably double digit points. I think he won it by about 16 points. And all of a sudden they're starting to spend money like crazy and throwing up negative advertising and everything because they're even concerned. And then I heard Biden was doing a fundraiser in his home state of Delaware for one of the congresswomen there that's in a state Democratic district. So I think they're starting to fear what the voters might think of their policies in the next month. But they got to do something about it, or else you know.
The deal is the age old marketing, you know, axiom. Because I grew up in marketing, is that if you don't have the message, you better have the money. And this is where the Democrats are. They were this way with Hillary. I mean, President Trump, well, then candidate Trump, spent half the money in the 2016 campaign than Hillary Clinton. She didn't have a message. Mm-hmm. So she had to have the money. And so she, here it is. All this money got wasted because you know, she didn't have the message. Donald Trump had the message and was able to win. And this, and you're going to find the same thing happening across the country when they do a post analysis of this election campaign as to who had the message and who had the money. And I'll guarantee you the Democrats by and large had money because they've raised a ton of flipping money. But I'll tell you, I think this Tulsi Gabbard shock is going to put a dent on some of this stuff because it's going to cause some Democrats to do some soul searching to say, wow, I mean, here it is. Here's the number two darling of the party, Tulsi Gabbard, who says, you know, in a sense that the party has lost its moral agency.
Right, right.
All they're interested is waging war. Scary stuff.
All the things that Republicans used to be associated with, that's what, you know, the warmongering and connected to Wall Street money and Silicon Valley money. It's all flipped around. And now the Republican Party, especially on my issue, the issue of immigration, they've really become the party that's fighting for the working people here in America and trying to protect their safety and security. My fear, and I've mentioned this before on your program, my fear is we're allowing so many people across. What's going to happen? Is there going to be a consequence? We know that they've caught terrorists down there. We know that there are probably known terrorists in the Gotaway pool that didn't get apprehended. So
of course, the numbers are astronomical. And the thing is that you're playing Russian roulette here with human beings. And, you know, you hear AOC and even the vice president claiming that this is inhumane. My goodness. I mean, let's talk about sex trafficking. Let's talk about the inhumanity of fentanyl running rampant across the border. Let's talk about the danger of entering into a cabal with, the cartels that have made over $13 billion last time. That's a lot of flipping money. That's a lot of manpower. I think they probably got more bullets than the Pentagon right now.
It is. Well, yeah, and I think America's starting to wake up to it, and the scary thing is that it's probably the moderate Democrats who I think see it but are too afraid to speak up about it that are going to get wiped out, and then we're going to be left with some open borders extremists left in office on the Democratic side.
Guess what? There's moderate Republicans in the same situation. They got to get a backbone.
Exactly.
They got to get a backbone, know what they stand for, and this is why we're telling the people who are going out, first of all, make sure you register to vote, make sure you actually go out and vote, make sure you hold these people that you gave your vote to, that you hold them accountable, that you don't let them go to the Beltway and apprehend the Beltway consciousness that says, oh, no, it's about being served, not serving. I mean, this is a big lie of the Beltway that has got to come out loud and clear. And the best way is for the American people to hold them accountable and not reelect them. We need people who understand that this is a constitutional republic. We honor, respect that, and we want our elected officials to do the same. I think that's a fair proposition, don't you?
I think so. Couldn't agree more.
Well, he's the vice president of Numbers USA, Chris Chmielewski. Thank you, Chris. Take care.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS.